This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. and Pakistani military continue to pressure Islamist extremists in Afghanistan, al-Qaeda's former home base. The U.S. military is concerned that some of the extremists are seeking new havens in the vast, ungoverned stretches of North and Central Africa. The U.S. military is responding by increasing counterterrorism efforts on the continent by training local forces. Critics worry that the efforts make the U.S. reliant on politically weak states with militaries that have shoddy human rights records. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
U.S. European Command, which oversees American operations in most of Africa, calls this the Pan-Sahel Initiative. U.S. Special Forces are now training select Malian military units at three sites and Mauritanian military units at one. They're hoping to improve the capacity of local forces to combat the transit of weapons and terrorists across porous borders and along ancient Saharan trade routes. This American soldier with U.S. 10th Special Forces Group is working with an infantry company from the Malian Army on fundamentals, from first aid to reconnaissance.
Basic rifle marksmanship, we spent a week doing that. We spent a week doing land navigation training. Currently, we're in the leaders training, which is focused on preparing plans and operations orders. And we're going to move into platoon collective tasks, focusing on recon, ambush, and raid.
Similar training initiatives will soon get underway in Niger and Chad. In addition, there's now military-to-military cooperation with Algeria, and European Command hopes to expand the training mission to Morocco, Tunisia, and elsewhere in Africa. The U.S. is also working to gain access rights to local airports for potential counterterrorism strikes. This anti-terrorism effort represents a sea change in U.S. policy in the region, says Steve Morrison, director of the Africa Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
10 years ago, immediate post-Cold War period, West Africa was written off as marginal and inconsequential. Today it is seen as a place that provides a high potential for providing haven, particularly in these places like Mali, Niger, and elsewhere, for these groups.
The group some in the Pentagon are most worried about is the Salafi group for preaching and combat. Once seen as comprising purely local Algerian thugs, some U.S. intelligence sources say there's evidence this group is aggressively recruiting new members in mosques in northern Mali, and that Mauritanian fighters are being recruited to do battle with the U.S. in Iraq. Last year, the Salafis claimed responsibility for kidnapping 32 European tourists in the southern Sahara. Once again, Morrison says, countering the group will come down to solid, on-the-ground intelligence.
There's debate within the intelligence community about how serious this is and how extensive it is. There's debate as to whether it is significantly tied into Wahhabist charity channels coming out of Saudi Arabia, whether there may be a linkage into other movements.
Some U.S. officials believe the Salafi group is al-Qaeda's main franchise in Africa, having once received direct payments from Osama bin Laden. The group's founding is tied up in the convoluted civil war politics of Algeria in the 1990s. Al-Qaeda funders, including bin Laden, were apparently troubled by the Muslim-on-Muslim atrocities committed by the Algerian Armed Islamic Group. So bin Laden sought a kind of radical middle way. Richard Chasdy is research associate at the University of Michigan Center for Middle Eastern and North African Studies.
And so bin Laden bankrolls the Salafi group for the call in combat because he understands that it's not politically efficacious for him to have a group which is attacking Sunni Muslims and doing such horrific damage to Sunni Muslims in this way.
Chasdy believes the Salafi group for preaching and combat has ambitions that extend well beyond kidnapping tourists for money. Chasdy says they're trying to find a new Afghanistan in Africa's hinterlands to train, organize, recruit, and prepare for potential attacks in Africa and Europe.
Remote areas with very weak central governments, that's a great place to regroup after the, from their perspective, the catastrophe in Afghanistan. And what bin Laden has been able to do, he's very much like the Henry Ford of terrorism. He's able to mass produce terrorism in ways and to integrate persons in terrorist groups in ways that we really haven't seen before.
These new state and Defense Department training initiatives in Mauritania, Mali, and Algeria may push the U.S. to work directly with militaries that have sketchy human rights records. Steve Morrison wonders how effective the U.S. Pan-Sahel initiative will be without simultaneous political and economic investment in these struggling countries.
How much capacity are you going to be able to really create there? And how much attention can you devote to the civil governance side? Because some of these states are not ones that are managed very well or that have a fine record of respecting democratic norms and human rights. And if we get too deeply invested in this without paying attention to the civil governance side, the Capitol Hill will shut these programs down.
U.S. Central Command has some 1,400 troops at a forward operating base in Djibouti working in the Horn of Africa region. They, too, are training local forces as well as gathering intelligence and occasionally conducting combat missions. A Pentagon source says right now the Special Forces soldiers in the Sahel are focused only on training local military, but they could be called to take part in combat missions in the area if the need arose. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.